time for Love Him or List Him. I don't know that this has happened on this show in the last 2 years. I know it's happened once with you guys, right?
Yeah. One time, and I think it was a couple years ago, yeah.
Where the person just flat out refused to come on the air with us. They're like, I just can't. I will be recognized. I cannot risk them finding out. So
they're like, please help me.
Yeah. So, I mean, should we just read the email? I mean, I've always kind of had a rule. If you don't come on the show, you don't get to be on Love 'Em or List 'Em. It's just kind of the way it works.
I know, but I don't know. I just really feel for this person.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we are going to do Brutal Honesty here in about 15 minutes, which you don't want to miss that. And they are on the phone for that. Matt feels like he's being catfished by his lady friend, and they're going to confront one another live on the show. So that's going to happen. But yes. With this, we have the email, so I could read the email, and then we could get calls from listeners on what to do.
I think we do it.
Yeah, my vote is yes, too.
All right. Hey, Chris Codes and Ryan, please don't use my name on the air because this would come back to bite me in the end if my wife ever found out. She's very, in all capitals, controlling of our son's life. Her heart is in the right place, but she takes it to the extremes. This is a kid who, for the first 6 years of his life, had no idea that tap water was safe to drink. He only ever drank water from a bottle.
Oh.
No.
He didn't know you could just go to the tap and get a glass of water.
It's okay. Only for washing things.
During his birthday or holidays, she would take any gifts that didn't meet her high standards and hide them in our closet. If it was messy, loud, or electronic, she would hide it and then re-gift it to someone else. All of this was fine until my mom asked why Jimmy, in quotes, I think we're making up a name here, why Jimmy never brings his Amazon Fire over to Grandma's house. Well, my wife lied and said that he broke it, but she actually gave it to our niece for her birthday instead. I explained it to my mom so she wouldn't buy gifts that get regifted, and she absolutely lost it. She was so mad that all of her gifts had been given away. Then she made a private confession that for a couple of years now, she hasn't been honoring our requests. We don't take him to movies. He doesn't watch TV. He doesn't get to play on a smartphone. None of that. He's supposed to eat what my wife packs for him, but Grandma worked out a deal. She lets him have ice cream. She took him out for his first Happy Meal ever. He's seen movies in the theater, and he gets an hour on the internet every time he goes to her house. My mom made him promise to keep it a secret, and he has. I had no idea. I personally think it's okay, but my wife would never let him visit again. We save so much money on childcare that I almost want to let it go. Do I say anything or just move on? Thanks for any help.
Oh my gosh.
In this situation, I don't know how you could be so strict with your kid. Now, I get it. I'm not a parent. I'm not trying to guess as if I am. But that just seems like such a far extreme.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To the point where I get where Grandma's doing. I would totally be fine. You know what? Keep giving him some stuff and let him have some fun. Let him be a kid.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I see the other side because my mother-in-law is like, what happens at Grammy's stays at Grammy's. And I had to get over that because mm-hmm. I get it. But as a parent, you do have certain rules and you have them for a reason. And I'm sure she's has these rules that are, they are pretty crazy for a reason. And you're like, okay, respect what I say.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm the parent.
Water? That's insanity.
Maybe they live in a place where the tap water is bad. I don't know.
I don't know either.
That is crazy.
I mean, you are going against your wife's wishes, and that feels kind of wrong.
Dirty.
You know, to just let her. So what are you doing with these lunches that she's making? And, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure they're so boring. There's it's like carrots and tofu.
Yeah, probably some sort of hummus.
Some of the texts we're getting. Yay, Grandma. Pretend you don't know and let him keep going there. List your wife.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
She doesn't sound like somebody you want to hang around with.
Right.
She just sounds like such a strict, like a stickler to the rules.
651-989-5795. Would love your calls and thoughts on this. I mean, imagine if you had an expectation for your kid, right? You have an idea of what you want them to be exposed to,
yeah.
Right? You're the parent. You get to decide ultimately.
You do.
And then someone is undermining you and your authority. How do you handle that? What would you say? I would love to know what people, what they think about this. So are you a fan of this or not? And then we're going to get to Brutal Honesty coming up. So 651-989-5795, or you can text us at 75617. Rudy's got to look at traffic for us.
Yeah, traffic's brought to you by Precision Events. Accidents all over the metro. Just got a phone call from somebody on Highway 52. You're going to be stuck there for a while, all the way from the split, actually just south of the split. Looks like around where Highway 55 and 52 meet up. Down in Invergrove, all the way to downtown St. Paul are going to be really slow, especially when you start getting closer towards downtown St. Paul because of one accident, 52 southbound. That's going to be just around, maybe about a mile or so out of downtown. You got one vehicle at Butler Avenue that's kind of hanging out under the right ditch right there. And then two, three vehicles pulled off to the side of the road just north of there. Trying to get into downtown on 94, you got another accident on Mounds Boulevard, 35E, and Highway 36, you got an accident. South of there's one more accident. Downtown Minneapolis is a total mess. We got one accident just south of University Avenue on 35W northbound. Highway 169, Highway 100, and Highways 494, and we'll even say 212. All of those highways, both directions in that entire area, especially the southwest corridor of the metro, going to be really slow this morning. The best price on everything golf is at the Choice Bank Minnesota Golf Show, February 21st through 23rd at the Minneapolis Convention Center. All events paid tickets come with come with 21 green fee passes. Go to minnesotagolfshow.com to buy tickets. Yeah, boy, Dave Dahl, this weather really did a number on traffic this morning.
It sure did. And again, it wasn't the amount. It was the timing of that snow bad because it happened. Most of it happened overnight last night. Not a lot of time to clean that up until we get some sunshine today. The sun is strong, even though the temps are going to be cold. We're going to have a high probably hovering around the upper teens. Sunshine is getting stronger these days, so we'll probably still see some melting, kind of a mix of clouds and sun. Temperature in the teens for highs, 12 above for the high tomorrow, below zero lows tonight and tomorrow night, and then the warm-up begins. As we head toward the weekend, we're looking for upper 30s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, close to 40 all 3 days, and overnight lows in the 20s then. Going for our steady temps in the upper teens to around 20. Right now we're at 19.
All right, thank you, Dave Dahl. A lot of text messages disagreeing with mom's parenting style and what she wants for her kid. Is that what's up for debate here? Because we're not agreeing or disagreeing on what she's doing. It's how dad's going about it. It's how grandma's going about it.
It's the lies involved.
Imagine if someone was ignoring what you want for your kid. Every parent has a right to choose for their own kid. If this mom's saying, look, I don't want my kid watching TV, rotting his brain every day. I don't want him on the internet finding stuff. I want him to go outside and play. I don't want him, all these different things. That's her prerogative.
Right.
Who's to decide, well, you're wrong, and I'm going to take him to McDonald's. I'm going to take him and let him go and see movies, violent movies. Wait a minute.
Yeah, but it's also grandma who raised them.
But she doesn't have a right to decide. She's not the parent.
No, she's not.
Well, I know, but it's
not
like...
And then for the dad to not say anything and just be like, well, we'll just let this be our own little secret. I mean, what do you do? Here's a text. My fear with this boy is that grandma's having him keep it a secret. That can be dangerous for kids to keep things from parents.
I do agree with that.
He's growing up. He'll be in school soon. He will be introduced to so many things from teachers and classmates. What happens when he goes to a friend's house? I think grandma is fine.
I wonder if this is a kind of parent that's going to homeschool, though. Kind of sounds like it.
I don't know. I don't think she can, because otherwise they wouldn't use her for daycare.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Duh. Yeah. So you're right.
John, you're in St. Paul. What do you do here?
Did you guys ever see that movie, The Boy in the Plastic Bubble, back in the 70s? No.
Oh, I did. I remember that. I don't know if I saw it, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm being facetious, but come on, you guys. The kid doesn't get, he's not going to know reality. I'm not saying let him do anything that's going to be hurt, that's going to hurt him, or anything immoral, but he doesn't experience reality. He's going to get picked on. He's going to experience reality. He's going to go overboard. What's he going to do when he gets to be 14? Kids don't listen to you anyways. I just raised two boys that are in their 20s now. They get to be teens. They hang out with their friends more than they hang out with you.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No. Okay. So we're supporting what grandma's doing. All right. Okay. Thanks, John. Rachel, you're in St. Paul. You think grandma's fine. And so don't say anything to your wife.
The second he says anything to the wife, she's going to presumably go absolutely ballistic and, again, not let Jimmy see grandma anymore. And if overall, grandma's placing time limits on internet, allowing one happy meal but nothing – nothing outrageous, nothing that seems like it's just bad parenting or bad grandmothering. It seems fine, and it seems like there's no reason to tell the wife.
Oh, man. Rachel, are you a mom? I just have to know.
I am.
Okay, can you imagine if someone undermined your authority and made decisions for what they thought was appropriate for your kids?
For me, it would depend on what the rule is. If I was saying absolutely no junk food ever, and if my mother gave my kid ice cream one time when they're over, is that really going to ruin my kid's teeth permanently?
No, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, what if it's every time?
It doesn't matter. It's that you said no, and then grandma's undermining you and saying, oh, it's fine. Your mom doesn't know. It's okay. It's just our little secret.
Those are the kind of things that I had with my grandma when I was growing up. And I think that's just something that anyone has that, you know, anyone has that one person in their life, whether it's an aunt, an uncle, you know, their father, their mother, where there's some sort of secret being kept. And as long as it's not something that's bad for the child long term, you know, if it was, oh, you're going to sit and watch 8 hours of TV, but tell your mom you played outside all day. That's fundamentally different, I feel like, than saying, okay, you get, you know, half an hour of TV when you're
I know. It's just a really difficult debate to have because we're all trying to figure out is what she's doing okay.
Well, exactly. And the thing that's crazy to me is you're almost doing a disservice to a child now by not teaching them what the internet can do, what you can do on it in a good way, because so many jobs include that now.
Some people are saying that grandma's house is like Vegas. What happens there stays there.
Yes.
Yeah, like Tiana, that. You're in Hastings.
Hi.
Do you love the wife and tell her, or do you list and just keep it a secret?
I say that the dad should tell the mom what's happening. I have a friend who has crazy similar rules at home, but the thing is, like, that's...
Okay, your phone is really messed up. I'm sorry. We have to move on. Janine, you're in Eden Prairie. You're saying just let him be a kid, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you got to talk. The dad should talk to the mom, and he should put his foot down. I mean, kids grow up so freaking fast these days. Yeah. Let him be a child.
Let him be a child. Okay. Oh, man, I think we're missing the debate here, but that's okay.
I yeah, I think you have to tell the mom.
You do.
But I think you have to tell the mom and say there's got to be a healthy balance we can get here so that you're not being disrespected behind your back by grandma, but the kid is also being able to be a kid.
By the way, we're just forgetting the fact that all of the gifts this kid gets, a lot of them, are just being pushed away into a closet and then re-gifted.
Yeah, that's so disrespectful. I'm putting my hard-earned money into gifts that I, as the grandma, want to give my grandson.
Well, and it's not just her. It's anybody who gives him a gift that's a messy, noise-making kind of gift.
I mean, none of us parents want those, but it's fun. You get them from other people. You don't get things like that from your parents.
Emily, you're in Hudson. You think you should talk to the wife.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good.
I'm actually not in Hudson. I'm in traffic between here and St. Paul. So.
Well, thank you for the update.
I just find it kind of crazy that everybody wants to be this kid's parent. Everybody wants to weigh in and tell these parents what's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. And in reality, there are two parents. So it sounds to me as if the father maybe not agree with the mom, but actually siding with grandma. When was he not there when they were... together, we're making the policy for this child.
Yep.
Maybe that's the discussion that they need to have and not everyone else weigh in about this kid's life.
Okay, fair enough. I think you're right.
Yeah.
By the law of her rules, though, I don't think there was a lot of talking back and forth.
Right. I wonder if there's a lot of rules on her husband, too. That's why he's scared.
Here's someone from St. Michael. Her name is Debbie, and you think grandma's just flat out wrong.
Well, I think I'm a grandma myself, and I always try to respect what my kids decide. But if I was the husband, I would be talking to my wife because my daughter worked with a kid that was homeschooled and everything was wrong. And once he got out and into the job market, you know, as a teenager, he didn't know the difference between candy being no and drugs. And this kid ended up having a really bad drug problem because
oh boy,
everything was bad for him when he was growing up and things that are –
that are normal. He couldn't differentiate the difference.
Yeah, okay, you're blanketed from the world.
Let's hope that's not an issue.
No, but I mean, when you're sheltered from everything, you don't know what to do with it.
You might go wild. Do you hear about that?
Okay, well, I mean, based on the text alone, we're getting a lot of you need to say something.
Oh, that's going to be a fun conversation, my friend.
Mom is insane, and maybe that's the time to figure out maybe there's a balance between what happens with grandma and what happens at home.
Yeah, there has to be a healthy balance.
You have to say something.
Yeah.
You definitely do.
Okay. Can't lie to her.
The dad is afraid of wife. She cray cray.
That is 100% factual.
I think everybody's afraid of her.
I mean, obviously her heart's in the right place and she wants to do the right thing for her kid. Maybe she's just a little too strong.
You imagine a kid in 2020 grows up by 2027, has no idea what the internet is. What did you say?
Oh, no, he does now.
He does now, but if he didn't, he'd be like, now what is it?
Yeah.
How weird that he knows all those things and his mom doesn't know it.
I know. He's probably seen some really amazing movies and she has no idea.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
How smart is that kid to not say a word? He's like, I know when there's a good thing.
Yeah, right?
Don't make the mistake I did and sing the song from the movie, because that's how your mom busts you. Remember? It was from Dirty Dancing. I wasn't allowed to watch it, but I watched it at Dallas's house. I'm just saying, if this kid is listening, just don't sing the song in the bathtub. You'll get in trouble.
What? Maybe mom is right. Maybe you just lock him away from everything.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the dad's going to happen.
It's a naughty
again.
Movie when I was little. Just saying.
What about this? What if mom knows the whole time? What if she knows that it's happening, but she's just turning a blind eye and like, you know what? It's going to happen. I'm not a fool. I've been a kid who goes to grandma's house. I know how this works, but I'm just allowing it to happen. Oh, man. We should get her on for Brutal Honesty.
Yes!
Oh, does she know? Confront grandma. They won't come on the show. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Well, son of a gun.
We'll do it via email.
There.